you have any idea what that stuff inside?
The liquid, the fluid?
Yeah. What do people call that?
Water, I think.
Or say if somebody accidentally got shot or stabbed, you might take him to the doctor so that the doctor could treat
the wound.
You ever heard, you know, if a place like that didn't heal cleanly, you might get some kind of white, flaky flesh forming around it. Have you ever heard that called any kind of flesh in particular?
Proud flesh?
Mm-hmm. Is that accurate what I was describing?
I think so. That's a term from my grandmother's generation, proud flesh. I heard our doctor refer to it as proud flesh. I think that's what he was talking about, I don't know. My brother got his foot cut one time, one summer, and it tried to get infected, and he referred to something as proud flesh.
Oh, and this stuff, again, if you had a cut, you might get out of your medicine cabinet and put it on it to prevent infection. Kind of a brown liquid.
Some mercurochrome?
Yeah, that.
Or some iodine.
Yeah. And this stuff that people used to take for malaria, you know, white bitter powder.
Quinine?
Was it?
Quinine?
Yeah. Never seen it.
I've never seen it either. We always drink gin and tonic for that.
Talking about, say, someone who died, can you think of any other expressions, joking or otherwise, that you've heard? Oh, so-and-so finally
kicked the bucket. Blacks always say that somebody passed.
Yeah.
We say that they've passed on, that they've gone to their reward.
So-and-so cashed in his chips.
Yeah, cashed in his chips.
I heard one fellow told me he demised. Rather
interesting term.
Yeah. And one I haven't quite figured out. He trapeed. I don't know exactly what
that is. No, I don't either.
But say somebody who's been dead might say, well, so-and-so's been dead a week now. Nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
And the place that people are buried, you call that?
That's the cemetery. Sometimes it's referred to as the burying ground.
Hmm. What about graveyard?
The graveyard, yeah.
Would it make any difference what you called it if it were, just a private place?
If
it was home? Maybe out in the country?
It'd be their family cemetery, the family burying ground, the family burial ground.
And the box that the body is placed
is in. Is the coffin. No.
A casket?
Oh, yeah, the casket. Yeah.
And the
casket is used more often than coffin.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, say, I don't know if it's done too much nowadays, but people at a funeral who are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
This expression, say if somebody just met you on the street on an average day and ask you, how are you feeling? What would you probably say?
I'm fine.
Or, when people get older, they complain that their joints are stiff and aching. They say they've got a little touch of
arthritis.
Anything besides that?
Sometimes it's pronounced arthritis.
Arthritis.
And rheumatism, mm-hmm. Or the rheumatiz.
Is that the same thing as the miseries?